Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings, and here we are again, folks. We are back one more time. Another Monday, another week has passed. And again, I just started this last week. I think we should start a national movement. I think there needs to be an updating of the Democrat national symbol. It should be replaced by a picture of a gas light, because that is what they do the best. Greetings. It was another great weekend. I'm glad to be back. We were up in Gaithersburg, Maryland at the Gibbet Heat Comedy Club doing a show this weekend. Great time, great place, great people. Fun weekend. I love performing. Love getting out there and spreading some hilarity on a planet that desperately needs it. It's me, the one and only Dan Ellison here to sling some knowledge on you and address the blatant ignoring of the news that is going on by the mainstream, or should we all call them the old way, the lamestream media. Because it is obvious to anybody with a set of eyeballs that the lamestream media is 100% controlled by the regime. As look at the Twitter files. Look at the Twitter files, folks. The government conspired with a private company to suppress your free speech. You get that? It doesn't matter to you? Oh, it's because it was the Democrats. So you're okay with that. Because they're good. They're for democracy. Hell, they've even got Democrat in their name. How much more can you be for democracy? Why didn't they just name themselves "We're for You Guys" or something like that? Sorry, folks, I just saw a bug I need to kill. the joys of radio live. I got one of them damn stink bugs crawling up the wall here. Don't know if you've ever seen them. They're nasty little critters. Where did he go? Oh, there he is. No, I'm not going to get the ladybug. I just want the stink bug. Where else on radio would you find somebody killing a stink bug? Stink bug live on the air. There, I just murdered a bug. I'm not going to eat it. Hey, before you start eating bugs, kids, you should do some research into why we don't eat bugs right now. You get what I'm saying? Well, there's a reason why we don't eat bugs now, because there's a kind of a poisonous element to bugs to humans. You need to research that before you start munching on crickets and shit. You know what I'm saying? Before you change your diet, go straight from vegan to, I don't know what. What would you call eating bugs? Because it's not meat. They got a few people wearing masks that don't work. Well, that's another thing. I posted this today. Let's see if I can find it real quick. I think it might even show up in my Facebook feed. Hold on a second. Because this is something that a lot of you should go look at. Where is it at? Let's see if it comes up. Nope. Oh, yeah, there's a... Here we go. Oh. They were going over rules in this video. God, man, I made the mistake of putting a WinZip introductory thing on my computer. I highly recommend you don't, because now I've got these damn pop-ups. come up on my screen every couple seconds. I'm definitely not going to buy it now. I was going to think about it, but now I'm definitely not. But it goes into things about how clean is your mask. And, you know, and this is something I brought up a long time ago. Again, you don't have to be a surgeon. You don't have to be a trained virologist. You don't have to be any of those things. You just have to have a brain that is capable of critical thinking, okay? Now, follow me. I'm going to tell you basically what they said in this story with what I said a long time ago. Now, if you remember when the commie dictators required everybody to wear a mask, one of the first things I spoke of was you spend your whole damn day pulling your mask up. Now, if you watch people who, these idiots who are still wearing masks, you know, it's just an IQ identifier now. If you see somebody wearing a mask out in public now, it tells you their IQ is well south of 80. That's what it tells you. And it also tells you they have a mental condition where they fear germs, you know, things that are around you every single day. But the first thing you notice is these people who wear these masks, because they talk and they drag down their face after they've spent the whole day touching countertops and wiping their ass and picking their nose, they reach and touch that mask and pull it back up probably about 20, 30, 40 times in a one-minute conversation, because every time they move their little flapper, it pulls the mask down, exposes their nose, and they must reach up with their filthy hand and grab the outside and go back to breathing through something that stops nothing. You know, psychosis, pure psychosis. Well, they go, well, why did the surgeons wear a mask? Why did the surgeons wear a mask? Well, first of all, they wear an N95 mask, which is actually designed with openings that are small enough to actually catch a virus. So they actually filter things out. And they are far from perfect. They are far from perfect. Also, it is to keep as much things coming out of the mouth of the surgeon, like a droplet of spittle, from falling into an open wound. It will definitely stop a droplet of spittle, which definitely could contain more and different germs. That is a fact. But they are over an open wound. The rest of you have your skin and your nose and your little nose hairs that's picked germs out as they come through because they're coated with sticky substances, all your little devices in your body that are designed to eliminate germs as they come in, identify them so your immune system, can be triggered to act. You know, the way a vaccine triggers your immune system. See, a vaccine doesn't give you anything that you don't already have. All it does is triggers what you have before you see a full-blown incident. That's all it does. You give a vaccine to somebody with no immune system and they won't produce any antibodies because they don't have an immune system and the vaccine does not carry the stuff to make an immune system. And a vaccine triggers something you have. Are you people that dumb? Did you sleep that much in high school that you don't understand what a vaccine is? And they talk about a two-hour maximum of masks with doctors. Why would there be a two-hour maximum? Because it cuts your oxygen levels, geniuses. Because you breathe back in your own carbon monoxide. You know the stuff that they're going to cause global warming and kill the planet? Why aren't you afraid of that? Why aren't you afraid of that? Well, now let's get to the other big thing in the room, Joe Biden. Well, they start out with, well, this was just in the pen Biden sent him. These things are everywhere. These things are everywhere. And then when I love Biden, you can't be this stupid by accident. Well, it's locked in the garage with my Corvette. My Corvette's pretty damn important. Shush, it's got some security. Don't act like it has no security. Now they're finding the damn things in closets in his house. And I'm sure that every time he opened, you know, you've gone by people's houses, they sat with the garage door open all day. I'm sure Joe didn't do that because he had his Corvette in there. If you or I were caught with top secret. See, and that's the other thing. These all came from when he was vice president. There's not a single one of these that he has a legitimate reason to have because he was vice president. He was not president. In Mar-a-Lago, Trump was president. In Mar-a-Lago, he has a private security firm that guards his place. Joe Biden's garage was left with top secret documents. Oh, I didn't know they were top secret. They only say it on the outside. Well, he thought they said pop secret, you know, like the popcorn, corn pop. This man should be out as president today. He should not spend another second in that office. And Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris or whatever that gaggly, that stupid dunce's name is, she should go with him. Just simply because she's too stupid to be vice president. Every single thing that they have accused the Republicans of doing without a drop of proof, they themselves have done. The gaslight needs to be the new symbol of the Democratic Party because they accused Trump having top secret files, which he didn't, but they did. They accused Trump fighting an insurrection, which he didn't, but they did. They accused Trump of spreading misinformation and being a Russian colluder to influence election. He didn't, but they did. And there's proof. And look up 2,000 Mules, folks. Watch that video. Because the technology that they used to catch the Idaho murderer was the same technology that they used to pinpoint who came by the ballot boxes. Again, the king gaslighters are the Democrats. And they have gaslighted this whole country into acting like idiots and hanging plastic from the ceiling and think it protected a person. How dumb are you? Did you really sleep all the way through high school? Do you really believe a piece of plastic hanging from the ceiling by fishing line protects you from shit? Are you that stupid? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You want to know how much of America is stupid? Look at, folks, I didn't sleep through high school. I paid attention and I learned because it was free learning, free learning. And one of the things that I learned in school was a thing called a bell curve. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody was awake in biology? Anybody? Anybody. And what it says is, if you take every characteristic of an animal or a person or a plant or any species and you plot it, you know, like size of feet. Like I have a size 11, somebody else has a size 9, and you start plotting those numbers on there. You start putting them all over this thing. It will form a bell curve. In other words, at the ends will be your people with your biggest feet, and at the other end will be your people with your smallest feet, and in the middle is where the vast majority of people will fall because that is the way we are. And it falls for everything, if your feet, your blood types, your height, your weight, all that stuff. Well, the same way for intelligence. Most people live somewhere in the middle, in the 50%, the middle. But your outer ends, your super smart people, you know, like your Einsteins, they're not everywhere, which is very obvious when you look around America. But your dummies are the other end, too. And they say 30% of America has got their new booster. Well, that's your 30% of your dummies, the people who were dumb enough to not look around and watch people dying and go, hey, you know, maybe this stuff ain't that good. Maybe they really didn't test it because they didn't. But I told you, and you dummies, you 35% are buying it. You 50% of people in the middle who unfortunately tried to believe your government, that was your real crime. Well, now you're poisoned. You're a GMO, and your life will never, ever be the same. And these people you're watching die are going to be more and more and more and more and more. Oh, they done you good. They done you real good. Then they all try to like, well, heart disease is the number one leading cause of death in America. Yeah, it is. But not like this. Not like 20, 30, 40-year-olds just dropping dead. Everybody, oh, it was the tackle. Well, then why didn't you find these people in the hotel rooms? Oh, there was probably an overdose. And they were sad or something. It's right in your face, but you won't see it. Because you won't, like the old saying goes, it's easier to fool people than convince them they've been fooled. And you, my friends, were fools. You made the mistake of trusting the government. That's where you screwed up. See, if you do any study of history, the number one thing that comes out of a study of history is do not trust government. See, our founding fathers did exactly that. Before they wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they studied history. In fact, Ben Franklin went overseas to study the history that was over there. They studied every history they could study. And they tried to write this so that our government would never become strong enough to rule our lives. You know, like make safety belt laws for your safety, make helmet laws for your safety, doing air quotes every time, pulling you over, stealing money from you for driving too fast for your safety. All of these things were things our government was never supposed to be able to do, but you little whiny bitches needing safety allowed them to do it. And now you don't have your rights and you don't have safety. Because safety does not exist because every single person dies. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you live. I don't care how much you practice safe living. Every single person in the United States will die someday. That's a fact. You'll never stop that. You can worry about it. You can hide from it, but you can't stop it. The only thing you do with your spreading of fear is take rights and ruin people's lives. That's all you do. You change nothing. You make not a single person safer. Everybody in danger. All for safety. We remembered all the great wars for safety, right? That's what William Wallace screamed for. Safety! Right? Remember the scene? Remember when they all lifted up their kilts and screamed safety? No, they screamed freedom, because that's what everybody longs for, is freedom. I don't get you, folks. I don't get you, folks. But quickly, it's going to disappear. Quickly, it is going to disappear. And then to get it back, well, you will have to fight. You will have to fight. Because they ain't going to give it back once they work you out of it with the fear. Hell, they started this fear to get you right. And they got you. Oh, I'll wear a mask, but it doesn't work. It doesn't matter. The government told me to do so, so I'll put it on because I don't want grandma to die. I'll get the shot because the government says it's good. And if you don't believe in the government, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, just tell that to the Native American Indian. They believed in the government. Look where it got them. They used to have this whole country. Now they got nice little, the shittiest parts they give up to them. There's a lot of people who trusted the government didn't work out for. You're stupid if you trust government. Any government. And you're going to learn that lesson. Well, you're going to learn that lesson soon. That trusting the government is probably one of the worst things that you can do. Oh, man. I just don't know what to tell you, folks. I don't know how much more I can sit here and point it out. I don't know how much more it can be in your face. I don't know how many more incidents of absolute in-your-face hypocrisy you have to see. How much more is it going to take? How much more? How many more people have to die before you stop taking this kill shot? How much? How many? I'd like to know. Oh, well, folks. We'll get into some commercials, so be right back.
Hello, everyone. I am broccoli man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on you.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
And we're back. Before we get to the news, I'm going to make this the Monday edition of Another Person Dead. TV idol gone. American Idol star CJ Harris dead at 31 after suffering an apparent heart attack. Now, I put up the Lisa Marie thing. Everybody's like, what makes you think it's the vaccine? I didn't even say anything about the vaccine. What makes you think it's a vaccine, huh? I just said another person dead. And the reason you start trying to cast aspersions on me is because you know damn well what's causing this. It's that obvious, folks. Day after day after day, perfectly healthy people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s are just dropping dead. And I can just share it and say another one. And they're like, how do you know they were vaxxed? Well, first of all, he was on TV with American Idol. So you damn well know he was vaxxed. Because if you wanted to work in Hollywood, you got Uncle Sam's little prick, just like you got Harvey Weinstein's little prick. See, you can't turn down little pricks and have your job in Hollywood. You must accept the little pricks to get your job. That's the secret. That's the secret. Cardiac arrest increased tenfold, folks. Tenfold. Hey, listen to this. Well, that's right. It's a video. I'm not going to play it for you. It's a TikTok video, but cardiac arrest increased tenfold in athletes under 35. Isn't that interesting? How did that happen? This was perfectly safe and tested, folks, remember? Perfectly safe and tested. This is 33-year-old TikTok foodie dead of surprised heart attack. This is every day. And see, these are only the people. Here we go. Former Alabama football player dead at 42, found of a heart attack. Every day. And also, 15-year-old boy collapses and dies during high school football tryout. Basketball tryouts in New York every day. And also, notice all these super aggressive cancers. Because that's the other thing. If you'll do any research, I know you're supposed to be just follow. You're supposed to follow blindly. But if you happen to want to be a critical thinker, start researching all these clinical doctors who handle cancer who say their patients who get vaccines suddenly have a super aggressive form of the cancer that was in remission. But that's coincidence again. There's correlation does not equal causation, Dan. There's been one major thing that's changed in the past year. It's the introduction of this gene therapy. Uncle Sam's little prick. That's the thing that's changed really in the past year. And now people are dropping dead. Insurance actuaries, where they paid $500 million, are now paying in the billions. Oh, the truth is out there. The truth is out there. You just won't listen because you got duped because you were dumb enough to believe the government would tell you the truth. Like I said, I bet you take strippers home, don't you? Because they love you. They love you. They love you as long as you have money, just like your government. The government loves the people who have money much more than they love you. That's why Bill Gates can go to the White House and you can't. That's why Elon Musk can go to the White House, but you can't. Because this is the corporation of America, and the politicians need money. And they will serve the people that line their pockets, big pharma, big oil, big manufacturing. They will line their pockets. But you, my friends, are nothing but a cheap little slave. That's all you are. Can you go to the White House? No. Can you even get the president to answer an email? No. You know why? Because you're not important to them. The only people important to your representatives, air quotes, is the people lining their pockets with millions of dollars. You are a nobody. You are a nobody. Gregory Yee, the news reporter in Los Angeles, died of a heart attack. April Scorer, age 16, died of a heart attack. Devil's star of the future, Logan Holgate, died of a heart attack. 18-year-old English rugby player died suddenly of a heart attack. Colorado college tennis player, 20, dies of the college. How many more? If one person walked into a McDonald's and ate a McCheeseburger and McDied, you'd have a McInvestigation. Believe me, if one person walked into, name your restaurant, pick your place, ate their burger, and dropped dead in their restaurant, there would be a full investigation. Thousands have died suddenly, unexpectedly, outside of the norm, and nobody gives a shit. Yet if one person died after eating a Taco Bell, which I'm sure has a pretty good chance of happening, there'd be a full investigation of that Taco Bell. That's for one death. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Because you can't. Because you know it's the truth. Yet thousands have died from Uncle Sam's little prick, and nobody's even interested. Nobody's even concerned. Matter of fact, they're making excuses up. I'll tell you, people. I'll tell you. CNN considers comedian as primetime host. It's Bill Maher, kids. It's Bill Maher. Y'all understand how ridiculous mainstream media has become? You understand it. Back in my day, they were revered as people of truth. They, in the writings of our founding fathers, were supposed to be the checkpoint for our government. It was supposed to be all the branches of government were supposed to check each other, and then the press and the freedom of press and the freedom of people to spread information, and yes, even spread misinformation, was the whole point behind the press. But now that the press is in bed with the government, which they are, look up Operation Mockingbird. Folks, your government's been screwing you. There's records of it. That's why they want to keep it from you. Because if you knew what they had done to you, oh, you would show up. Or maybe you would. Maybe you'd be like the other 30% of the dummies and go get your next kill shot. I don't get it. I gotta read this because this will arc into something else that I want to talk about. In California, a drought turned to floods. Forecasters didn't see it coming. Say what? What did he just say? In California, a drought turned to floods, and no forecaster saw it coming. Do you mean to tell me that the people who can predict the weather 100 years from now, within a degree, a tenth of a degree, couldn't tell that a drought was going to turn to a flood?
Well, Dan, that's the weather. You see, the weather is much more changeable than the climate.
Bullshit! That's like saying, you gotta understand, my son can't walk, but he can run.
Because, see, running is so much different than walking.
You have to be able to forecast tomorrow before I'll believe you can get a 100 years trick. That's just call me a dummy. And the reason they can't predict tomorrow is because they don't understand the weather. That's why they didn't see a drought turn into floods, because they're that fucking stupid. But you're going to believe them. Oh, believe them. They know. They know. They know that we're going to have global warming. They know the temperature within a tenth of a degree 100 years from now, when they don't even know tomorrow morning. And see, here's the whole thing. They're judging the drought and the amount of rain in California based on an average rainfall. Do you understand what average means? Average means that there's going to be super wet years and there's going to be super dry years, and somewhere in the middle is what they base their forecast on. So when it's drier than it was supposed to be, that's not abnormal. So when it's wetter than it's supposed to be, that's not abnormal. Average is merely the middle. It doesn't mean that the other conditions do not exist. God, it's going to take forever if I got to teach you everything you were supposed to learn in school. If something is above average, it doesn't mean it's wrong. And this rain was as predictable as the day is long. California, look, even the singer-songwriters knew it. Remember the old song, "It Doesn't Rain in California"? But boys, let me warn you, I can't remember the exact words it goes, but he says, when it pours, man, it pours. So even a songwriter understands this shit. This isn't nothing new. When I was in junior high, it snowed in Burbank. I remember Johnny Carson talking about the snow in Burbank. Abnormal weather is nothing new, because our weather runs in cycles. Dry cycles, wet cycles, hot cycles, cold cycles. Ain't got a damn thing to do with us and our cars, which they are desperately trying to take away from you. And the reason they want to make it battery-operated cars is because they'll never have the range your gas car will have. That way we can lock you into little cities. We can lock you. Look up 15-minute city, folks. They're already working on it. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is happening. They're going to put little electronic gates to keep you from traveling more than 15 minutes from your home to save the planet, because the people who can't tell you what tomorrow's weather is going to be have know for a fact what 100 years is going to be. But you better obey. You better obey. And when they get the digital currency and the kill switches on your battery-operated cars, and then they can control what your thermostat is set in your house, you will be a good little slave, and you'll be glad that Daddy at least gave you a house at 68 degrees. It's coming, and you're watching it go. Oh, you're a conspiracy. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a person who's awake to the bullshit being shoved. And that's why they learned with COVID how important controlling the messaging was, to the point where the FBI colluded with a private entity to control your speech, and you don't care. A government agency colluded to suppress your First Amendment, and you don't care. Oh, Russian collusion, Dan. Russian collusion. Trump's the bad man. Trump's the bad man. You guys are so stupid, I don't know how you breathe. I really don't. I don't understand how you can breathe and be this ignorant. They have got you. They get you little nattering bitches that get you going. And you just keep going. Check this. When you're doing everything you accuse Trump of doing, they accuse Trump of quid pro quo. No, that was Joseph Robinette Biden. And he said it on video and was proud he said it. And son of a bitch, he was fired. They claim Russian collusion with Donald Trump when actually it was the FBI with Facebook and Twitter. Everything they've accused Trump of doing has been what they, in fact, themselves were doing. But pay no attention to that. The news is telling you, orange man bad. Orange, that's all they can say. Because they've been going at it for 6 years and ain't got a damn thing on him. Well, Biden has a laptop sitting with him that knows everything. Well, Biden has top secret documents in his garage. Don't worry, they were locked in there with the Corvette. I'm sure the Corvette has the exact same security that the top secret facility has. I can see Tom Cruise now hanging from the ceiling with lasers all around Joe Biden's Corvette as he tries to snatch the top secret document file from the pile of documents that were in the corner of his garage. I'm sure that it was as difficult as that to get to those items. They should fingerprint everything to see if his lech of a son touched them. Well, they might also find some few venereal diseases on there, too. You never can tell. It is Hunter Biden. Damn, man. Today's just ripping by me. It is. It's just ripping by me. Where I ain't getting in the story sometimes. Oh, man. So we're going to do some commercials. I'm trying to figure out here what I want to do for a commercial. I want to do this one because they're trying to make you wear masks again. So always remember this, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say so. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. inside of our bodies. We get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10. And go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
That is by far my favorite commercial. Because it says so much about the way I was raised. I was raised to be brave, not a little pussy. Oh, you have toxic masculinity. You're damn right I do. Damn right I do. All these floods in California, when they show the videos, who's out there dragging people out of their houses? Who is it? Is it women or is it men? What's stopping you? Ain't a person stopping you. Get your boots on and go start dragging people out. What's stopping you? You want to bitch about men all the time. Oh, you toxic masculine. But then at the second you need somebody to protect you, you come running. You do. When you got something real heavy to lift, you go look for another woman or you go look for a man? You're not allowed to say these things. Because men are nothing but evil, disgusting, deadbeat dads. We're fed that all day long. See, if women were fed that shit, you would instantly go, well, that's why we're this way or we're that way. But when you do it to men all damn day long, that's not supposed to affect them. Look, you don't appreciate me? I won't fucking do a thing for you. Know that. And it's really funny here. This is wonderful. Now remember, again, the weather forecasters can tell you the temperature 100 years from now within a tenth of a degree. Yet, listen to this. This is from the story about the forecasters not seeing the weather coming up. You have no idea come December 1st what your winter is going to look like because our seasonal forecasts are so bad. We're not even talking about a day. We're not even talking about today's weather. We're talking about seasonal, which is attached to long range. They can't even get a year correct, but we're going to trust them for 100 years? They are just not reliable enough to make a definitive water supply decisions, but they're reliable enough to destroy every economy on the planet Earth to protect us from CO2, which nobody has any idea what it's doing. Make a yearly forecast you can rely on, but we're going to make world policy based on predictions that we don't even know if they're correct. And we will not know if they're correct. But they're going to ruin your lives just like they did over the Rona. And then after they get done ruining your lives, they're going to go, look, we were sorry. It was a misunderstanding. We didn't have any idea what we were doing. Forgive us, but you're screwed for the rest of your life. Why do you trust these bumpkins? Why do you believe that these idiots know more about life than you know? Evolving, an evolving forecast. You know, like evolving from global cooling to global warming to climate change to climate disruptions. They cannot predict the day. They cannot predict the year, yet you believe they can do 100 years. You're the idiot. You're the idiot. You're the sucker. You're the big all-you-can-eat sucker is what you are. Let's go back over to a Drudge Report. Oh, boy. And everybody's going all hog bent on anybody. See, look at this. You're sitting here. They're attacking Musk. They're attacking DeSantis. But with Biden, it's, well, the docs could end Biden. Well, it's not that bad. He only had top secret information about the Steele dossier, which they, of course, did not want Trump to find. About Ukraine, you know, the one where he said, fire this prosecutor that's looking in my son or you won't get money. And son of a bitch, he was fired. China, you know, the place he released our reserves to while his son was getting money from a Chinese oil company? That's conflict of interest. Biden's pure. Corn Pop's pure. He'd never do anything wrong. What makes you say he's the big guy? He's not even fat. What's next? Trial over his tweets about Tesla. They are going to hunt Musk just like they hunted Trump. Once the liberal machine turns on you, you are their only object of desire. Well, look at this. Central bank digital currencies coming, ready or not. Ready or not, folks. Whether countries are ready or not, they're going to do it. And you know why they're going to do it? So they contract your every movement, your every expenditure, your every earning, because you're their property. And everything you do, they get a slice of. And everything you save, they get a slice of. And everything you manufacture or build, they get a slice of. You are a slave, and you are allowed to exist by your government, not promoted to exist, not there to serve you. You are there to serve them. They are your masters. Don't believe me? Drive without their permission. See what happens to you. Own a business without their permission. See what happens to you. Work on your neighbor's car without their permission. See what happens to you. Tell me land of the free one more time and I will slap you. We used to be land of the free. Used to be. We are not anymore. And as people go, well, America's already socialist right now. Yeah, because we let you dumbasses take us here. Well, we need police and fire. That's socialism. No, it's not. It's not. We voted to fund that. It has become socialism because of the fact
that we allow them to have qualified immunity so they can do anything they damn well please and not worry about it because they're just trying to make it better. And also, these are all countries exploring digital currencies together at once. You know, like a one world government that is all-encompassing, all-seeing, all-controlling. And you know why? It's not worse in the United States than it is right now, because we have guns. That's the one and only reason they haven't done everything, because they know damn well we actually have more guns than they do, and I don't give a shit what Biden said. Your gun is nothing against a nuclear weapon. Tell that to Vietnam. Tell that to Afghanistan. Tell that to Korea. Tell that to every place that has defeated our jets and weapons with nothing more than an assault rifle. That's why they fear those guns so much, because if the citizens have those guns, they have a way to stop a tyrannical government from doing shit, which is what our government has become, a tyrannical government, totally detached from your rights, because they will use a company that is run, FBI, a part of the government, to destroy you. And it is documented, and you don't care. Because you're too busy watching the playoffs. The playoffs are so important, Dan. Why do you worry about that? You can't change anything. Just go live your life. Don't worry about anything. You selfish pricks. As long as it don't affect you, you don't care, right? Who cares if it's going to get your kids? Who cares, right? You're going to be dead. It ain't going to matter. I don't get it. I don't get it. And here's the other thing. Let's get to another piece of information. Again, and James O'Keefe, of course they're after him. He's been exposing them. The funny thing is, they're more upset with James O'Keefe having Ashley Biden's diary than they are the fact that it says Joe Biden inappropriately showered with his own damn daughter. But go get the messenger. Don't get the message. See, this liberal hate machine, the news, it's obvious to anybody that looks at this page. They only have hate and contempt for anybody who's conservative. If you're for saying a guy can have a vagina or a woman can have a dick, you're good. You're following the science. If you say anything bad about Trump, you're good. You're smart. You're intelligent. If you say anything about Biden and his son and all the crooked business dealings, you're a conspiracy theorist. The news is so one-sided that it's absolutely impossible to read it with a straight face. They will constantly go after anybody who attacks the regime. Not what message is in it. But anybody who dares face the regime will be dealt with. This is unreal, folks. And I don't know if you've heard this or not, but do some look. All your rich people flying to Davos are requesting unvaccinated crews. What? Oh. Isn't that weird? Funny how that happens. on. And see, if you look around, everybody is asking this question. Why has everything got so far? How has everything got so far out of the line? And I will answer you. 40 years of liberal stupidity being embraced by people. Now, hear me out. I'm not for beating your kids. I was beaten. I'm not for that. But there is a point where you need to whip your children at times. It will instill respect in them. You don't listen to this Dr. Spock bullshit. You don't beat them every day. You don't beat them for every situation. But when you put them in a situation where logic and reason will not get to them, whip their ass. They will understand. Because, see, if I say, go sit in the corner, and he doesn't go sit in the corner, what am I supposed to do? Just say, go sit in the corner again? And it's funny, the same people that will prosecute you for instilling discipline in your children are the same ones that go, why is our prison full of men who come from 80% from broken homes? Because women can do it just as good as men. We don't need no man to raise a child. Don't need no man. Yet 80% of your prisoners come from single-parent households. And if you know anything about the court system, the vast majority, upwards of 75% of all cases, are won by women. That's because men are just evil. And when a woman can't pay for her child because she's by herself and needs a partner, the government will step in and be her partner and give her WIC and give her food and give her housing and give her health insurance. And if a man cannot pay for his children, he goes to jail. He goes to jail. There's no aid for him. There's no help for him. Get your ass a better job or get yourself in that cell. And now, after 40 years of this bullshit, after 40 years of breaking homes up, after 40 years of removing God from every institution you can raise him from, now this story pops up. And everybody goes, well, why is that? Here's the story. Young sacrificed belief in God on altar of Satanism. So our young are now believing in Satan above God. This is what 40 years has brought to you. A country that once feared God, where people were, what's going on today? We have been turned into a godless society where me, I am one, the center of the universe, and everything must rotate around me. And it says right in the story, Satanism is luring an increased number of young people delusion with outdated and dogmatic traditional religion to join its fold, offering an alternative to the stuffy traditional faith. In other words, go do whatever the hell you want, ism. No thought for your fellow man. I am the center of the universe, so everything must rotate around me. And then you wonder why it's all going to hell. You've raised a bunch of undisciplined narcissists, and you can't figure out why the country's going to hell. You're surprised. This is only everything was said was going to happen all along as all this bullshit was introduced. Time after time. The conservatives spoke of how bad it would be when children no longer had fathers. And here we are. Men are stupid. Men are ignorant. Men are this. You attack men 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then you wonder why. Why are they abandoning this? Because they're tired of this shit. My ex-wife took my kids out of the country. Something I'd have done, I've been put in jail. It was okay. Nobody said a thing. She said that I was a threat to her when there was zero domestic violence incidents over our entire marriage. Zero. But simply because she said so, it became real. Because I'm an evil, oppressive male. It didn't matter that she did shit in the marriage and she never had a job. She still gets half of everything. Actually, it was more than half. I don't know. Hey, if one day the men picked up and said to hell with all of you and we all moved to another place, y'all be screwed. Y'all be real screwed. I can make a sandwich. Can you dig a whole fence? No, you sure can't. Can you fix your car? You only want them shiny jobs, but you don't want all the other shit jobs that men do. But the Satanism? Oh, yeah, that'll continue to destroy us just like liberalism has. Just like liberalism has. Just like that. And also, have you noticed what's going on at the airports? I know they're telling you it's a pilot shortage, but are they telling you why there's a pilot shortage? Why did all the people, all the rich elites flying to Davos want unvaccinated crews? Because people are dropping dead from the vaccine. They've already had more than one pilot die at the controls. Why do you think Davos people want an unvaccinated pilot? Because they know the truth. They know the truth because they're the rich, informed people who can go into Washington, D.C. and talk to your representative while you can't get a word in with them. But they represent you. Damn, man. It takes a lot to stay that delusional. It takes a lot to not look around you and see what's going on and go, oh, wait on a minute, hold on just a minute. Something ain't right. You damn well better wake up soon. Sure as hell don't give up your guns. I saw this special. They said, it was a police officer, I think it was, or one of those SWAT guys or something like that. He goes, all you people say, come take it. Let us you be known that we're violent and that we move swiftly and we can. Yeah, you're right. You're right. If you come here to take my gun and I decide to fight, I'm probably going to die. But God bless it, I'm going to take some of you fucking with me. And see, that's the number they don't want to talk about. Yeah, they can overwhelm an individual. But if they start losing one or two at every house, then eventually they ain't going to have enough people. It's a math equation. It's a simple math equation. And that's why they fear all of us, because there's hundreds of millions of gun owners. And yes, they can overwhelm us individually and come to each house and take your weapons. But if they start losing people at every single raid, they will run out of people before we run out of people with guns. It is a math equation. And make no mistake, this is not a call to arms or a call to anything other than you're going to have to take my rights because I ain't going to give them up. And I know there's a lot of people just like me. And I have people listening to this show who are just like me that understand that once you have taken my gun and put me in some place without my gun, I can no longer make any decisions involving me. But as long as I'm in a place where I've got my gun, I got a decision to make. That is why that is the Second Amendment. Because first, we try to talk our way out of it. Second, we will fight our way out of it. And there are many people like me. Well, I get it. There's many little bitches out there that will give up everything and fear something that's 99% survivable. Stand your ground, folks. Stand your ground. Oh, a comedian shot my husband, a woman he was having an affair with. Oh, that's news. That's news. Now minus 50 in the world's coldest city. That's peachy. That's peachy. Well, I guess we'll take care of some commercials, I guess. It'll be the last commercial break, and then we will get out the back door. I got stuff to do today, need to be taken care of. So here we go. Commercial break.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Peter the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
Well, we are back looking at the news. Yeah. Last segment of the show. And I am just sitting here glancing through Facebook news. And it's really funny how they are carrying Biden's water. Here's an ABC News story on Facebook news. And listen to this. Classified document at Biden's house were tipping point for special counsel, sources say. So let me get this correct. His daughter's diary, where he was known to getting to shower with her, was not enough to spark an investigation. A video of him telling him, I think it was Poroshenko or something, fire this guy or you won't get your money. A video of him saying those exact words and then him saying, son of a bitch, he was fired. That's not enough to investigate Joe. His son's laptop, which clearly implicates him, which has child porn, shady deals. That was not enough to investigate Joe. Now, documents in multiple places, documents he was not supposed to have access to, now that the Democrats don't want him to run for president again, it's finally enough to investigate. But none of those things are related. None of those things are related. Even the fact that they knew about these documents before the midterm elections. That's a fact. They knew before the elections. You know, like Hunter Biden's laptop that they knew before the elections. Like the FBI interference into the election. They knew before the elections. Now. When they don't want Biden to run for president, because even they know he's too stupid to run for president, now, suddenly, out of nowhere, we need to investigate somebody who should have been investigated over the past 40 and 50 years for his absolute corruption. But now, after all that time, after him saying schools that got integrated would be jungles, after him saying racist stuff like if you don't vote for Joe, you're not black. Now, after everything that they have given him a pass for, the same stuff they attacked Trump for, now when they don't want him, now it's time to do something. And you are dumb enough to believe that it's just because this is the straw that broke the camel's back. No, there's been much bigger straws. This is an enormous camel. This is unreal. This is unreal. And you want to know who the special counsel should be? You want to know who it should be? Somebody who's not involved in Washington in any way and or shape or form. A complete outsider with no ties, with nothing to gain, should be the person who looks into this. But the fix is already in. We already know that. They will investigate themselves just like the police, and they will find they did nothing wrong. What are you going to do? And China, I hope the worst happens in China. See, you know why they're doing that to the Chinese people? Because the Chinese people don't have guns. They're welding them in their houses, folks. This is what happens when the government doesn't hear its people. Tyranny. I love this. See, even this, they're the story is so tilted that they have to make the Republicans look bad. Discovery of more Biden documents fuels GO plans for investment. You're damn right. Let's see what they'll admit to him being caught with. This should be interesting. Let's see here. Oh, these stupid fucking, sorry. Washington Post, got to have an account to read this story. So guess what? This story can just kiss off. I won't read it. I'm not going to pay for the news. And then, of course, there's a whole bunch of stuff about the football playoffs, because that's really important to your life. Wow, the news is just... See, I know when the news goes silent that the Democrats are doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it, folks. And here we go. I'll read this story, and then I'm going to give you my final comments, because this one's interesting to me. Watch as a U.S. veteran takes down a knife-wielding man in a South Carolina Walmart. Walmart shoppers, including a military veteran, were captured on video, helped subdue a man waving a knife around, threatening people in the store. Now, listen to what I just said. For those of you who call the police and the firemen first responders, no, they are not first responders. See, this again is where we throw everything to the government. The government is the first responders. No, they are not. The first responders have always been and always will be American people at the scene. If nobody is there and then the police arrive, then they are the first responders. The reason that we have been given the power we were given is we were always intended to be the first responders. And so the first responders, without a gun on them, because Walmart disarmed the true first responders because of their no-gun policy, luckily, there were some brave men there who subdued this guy without killing him like the police would have done. They would have rolled in, said, "Show me your fucking hands! Drop your weapon!" And then they'd put air holes in him because they feared for their safety. yet brave first responders, people, took this man on without a gun amongst them. They didn't say, I fear for my safety and run. They didn't say, I fear for my safety and do nothing. They apprehended a man with a knife, without a gun, without a shot fired. The true first responders were there to save that situation. And if they hadn't been unarmed, Walmart, they may have actually drawn their weapons. But they were forced to put their lives and their safety at risk to disarm a man just like I want my police to do. This officer safety shit is for the birds. It is just a way to say your rights mean nothing, because if I can take your rights for my safety, you don't have rights. Rights are something that cannot be taken away. And thank God for our true first responders, American brave men. Yipper, a bunch of men subdued him, but we can't say that. Maybe one of them identified as a woman. Maybe that would have made it better. Oh, well, again, the time has slipped past and run right on by me. Man, it's amazing how that happens. It just comes and goes. Folks, I want you to understand, the one thing that we have above every government on this earth is we have the last hope for freedom. We have the last hope for free people to live their lives as free people with a government that represents them, which is not what we have anymore. We have a government that represents every big elite monopoly in the United States, but they sure as hell don't represent you. They don't give a shit about you. They're going to track your every movement. They're going to imprison you, and it will all be in the name of making you safer. Nothing the government has ever done will make you safer. Because as long as they exist, the threat to you exists. That's why they should be kept in check. That's why they should be regulated. Why we should wash them out of Washington every 4 years and put new people in. Nobody should be allowed to be reelected for anything, ever. And they should never be allowed to run for another office while they're sitting in office. You got a job to do. Do it. So, folks, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.